This is an Aero News Touch and Go for December 29th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. The Experimental Aircraft Association, as part of its lobbying for public support of improvements at Whitman Field, is pointing to a recent University of Wisconsin Oshkosh study that shows AirVenture brings an estimated $110 million in economic benefits to area counties each year. The university's Center for Community Partnerships conducted the independent study during last summer's event, surveying visitors from every U.S. state and 15 other nations about their length of stay, daily spending, and other demographic information. According to EAA, the study indicates a direct economic impact of $84 million, with $26 million more in multiplier or ripple effects in secondary spending and job creation. More than 1,700 jobs were supported by last summer's event, which drew an estimated attendance of 540,000 people and more than 10,000 aircraft. If you're going to go to court with the FAA, you need two things: patience and a boatload of money. The Danbury News Times reports the cities of Danbury and Norwalk are both late on their shares for legal fees in a 2007 lawsuit against the FAA's plans to reorganize Metro New York airspace. At one time, 13 communities had banded together to fight changes they thought would bring them more jet noise. Norwalk still owes about $68,000 it promised the effort. Ridgefield official Rudy Marconi, who is also chairman of the Alliance for Sensible Airspace Planning, sent an email last week to Norwalk Mayor Richard Muccia requesting payment so the group could make an obligatory payment to the law firm retained to fight the proposal. Muccia appears concerned about the status of the lawsuit. He says some of the money had already been paid, but added he's awaiting feedback on how the funds already paid were spent. Danbury Mayor Mark Boughton says his community will make good on its $70,000 balance due the Alliance, quote, "but after that, we aren't contributing anymore," unquote. Boughton calls the lawsuit, quote, "top-heavy on lobbyists and overhead, which, quite frankly, we can't afford right now," unquote. About 1,000 travelers were stranded at Maui's Kahului Airport on Christmas Eve after an electrical short disabled the lights on the airport's longest runway. MSNBC reported all outbound domestic and international flights were canceled, and inbound flights were diverted to Honolulu. Security officials said they did not know why the lights went out, but technicians working on the problem had things back in working order on Friday. Lights on a shorter runway were not affected. Passenger Jim Kalmanson commented, quote, "I have two tickets to the Celtics-Lakers game in my hands here at the pool bar in Maui," unquote. He was disappointed to have to watch the game on TV, but added, quote, "we're happy we're not stuck in the snow in Cleveland," unquote. He should talk to the people who spent five consecutive nights in the Salt Lake City bus station after a snowstorm closed I-84 at the Idaho border. Makes stranded in Maui sound kind of like an oxymoron. Pirates operating off the coast of Somalia have taken in an estimated $30 million in ransom so far this year, but their jobs appear to be getting tougher. The New York Times reports that an Egyptian ship, the Wadi Al Arab, was carrying a shipment of grain through the Gulf of Aden Thursday when armed Somali pirates in a speedboat gave chase. Another passing ship summoned help from a multinational naval coalition force in the area. A helicopter dispatched from the German Navy frigate Karlsruhe drove off the pirates, but not before one person aboard the Wadi Al Arab was shot and wounded. He was medevaced by a second German chopper. Last week, China also announced its intent to assist in the Gulf and dispatched two destroyers and a supply ship with 70 special operations forces and a crew of 800. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. A South Carolina Learjet crash sprouts another lawsuit. France's first woman in space survives an overdose. And we may be about to see the end of the shampoo ban on airliners. The ANN special feature is on holiday hiatus, returning this Friday. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.